everyone! I'm Sonic, Sonic the Hedgehog! Welcome to the Hedgehog Zone!
Hello, fans of the Blue Blur. My name is Luis, also known as Dash Hedgehog, and I'm your lead host.
And I'm Axidus.
Felice in the Peace.
What's up, y'all? It's Paul.
Peter here.
Today, we actually got some interesting segments too, which will actually date us back to 50 years ago, just as the episode title describes to you all. But before we get started with today's segments, I want to remind you all, if you haven't followed us on our social media, please give us a follow. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Hedgehog Zone. We also have a Facebook group called Sonic the Hedgehog Zone Fans. Also, Pedro, do you want to announce to everyone something that at this point we've already mentioned in our live shows, but we haven't really mentioned it on the podcast yet?
Yes, I do, actually. We are finally open, guys. We have our Discord server. We're going to be putting the invitation link in all our social media and in the website. You're going to find it as well. We are going to be posting information on our podcast episodes. You can actually have a personal conversation with each and every one of us if you want to. So please join and, you know, bring ideas. We're going to interact with you guys so you can give us more and more to create excellent episodes as always.
Awesome. Yeah. And thank you to those who actually asked us if we could create a Discord, which at this point has been a while back. This point, I think it's been like about 2 months ago that they asked us on one of our live shows if we could create a Discord channel. And so there you go. We have a channel now, and you have a way to communicate with us if you are a fan of Discord there as well. Also wanted to mention, if you do tune in to our live shows, which again, we typically do over the weekends, we have started doing giveaways now. And, you know, at this point, by the time you hear this, you probably already have seen them if you've seen the live shows. But if you haven't seen any of the live shows, then please check them out. Facebook and YouTube, you'll be able to tune in there. Just follow us again. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with this special 50 years ago episode that is dedicated to Project Shadow.
And in this episode, we will be detailing the exact events that took place 50 years ago leading up to the creation of Shadow the Hedgehog. However, not everybody knows about that, so before we get to that, we're going to discuss what everyone feels like they currently know and see how correct they are.
Paul, can you introduce to us the first segment of today's podcast?
So, for all of our wonderful listeners out there, what we're going to do right here is go back. Way back, 50 years ago, to the year 1971, everybody had a bunch of afros, everybody was going roller skating, you know, playing the Taste of Honey, you know. We're gonna boogie, oogie, oogie, till you just can't boogie no more. Actually, I don't think the song came out in 1971. Anyway, that's beside the point.
What?
So, 50 years ago, as you may know, there was a Death Star-looking thing in space called the Ark. And it is here that our villain, Dr. Eggman, his grandfather, Professor Gerald, had a secret lab, and he created the character that we know today as Shadow the Hedgehog. Not much is really known about the creation or how long it took. And we're going to delve into that a little later. But the idea of Shadow the Hedgehog was to be the
ultimate life form.
But what I want to know from the rest of our Hedgehog Zone crew is, what do you think Professor Gerald was like before Project Shadow? And what do you think inspired him? Shalice?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that. It's just a thought crosses your mind. What if that could create somebody that's more perfect than the average human being? Because the average human being, let's just face it, we're not perfect at all. But if I was with them scientists out there, it's like, well, I think I can make somebody that's perfect. And that's why I think Gerald DeBarnick started out, decided he's going to put his genius to work and make the ultimate life form. But I'm just going to dive into the Full Metal Alchemist thing a little bit. That in that show, they say if you try to create another human person or anything, you will be punished for it. So, Jared Robotnik, I mean, creating another life form, he kind of was asking for it. But this is a recap of what I think happened with Jared Robotnik. But Peter, what do you think?
I think Gerald Robotnik had good intentions, probably because he was trying to help his granddaughter, Maria. But I'm going to say that he was like Dr. House. Ego was way too much. And when he got that assignment from Project Shadow, or at least to find immortality, he just became way too obsessive and he forgot about the human part, and he just start playing God about it. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it short. What do you think, Louis? I see you making concerned faces.
No, I think I'm with you too. I think Gerald had good intentions. I mean, I don't think that he was the kind of scientist that was crazy about just like taking over the world and all that, but after Maria gets killed, I think that's where he just kind of snapped out of it, and he just couldn't really be the same person he was before. And, you know, it really hit him. And so I think with creating Shadow, I am kind of with Shalice as well on this one, that like when you're out to create this like super life form, you got to know that there might be consequences with that, because you are creating like a really crazy weapon of some sort. And so, you know, it's one of those things that he should have realized that. But at the same time, I think he was just one of those scientists that, you know, wanted to make something remarkable, right? Wanted to be remembered for creating this like really amazing invention, but he just didn't realize how powerful it was going to actually end up being. And so, like I said, I trust that I think he was a good scientist to begin with, but of course the events led to him going crazy. And then of course with the GUN capturing him and whatnot, it was just like insane, right? And so, you know, he has an interesting story, and, you know, without him, Shadow wouldn't have ever been a thing. And so we got to thank him, right? Because he actually brought Shadow to life and to this story that we all know. You know, the rest is history, and I think Shadow has done really good things, right? Because if it weren't for Shadow, Sonic himself wouldn't have been able to actually stop the crisis that was going to happen at the end of Sonic Adventure 2. And who knows who else would have had to help Sonic, and even if they would have been able to stop him, I think you needed Sonic and Shadow to be able to make sure that Sonic Adventure 2 ends on a good note and not in a disaster, right? But what about you, Axe? I'm really curious, since you are familiar with Shadow. I know we're not too sure who actually had you become a big Shadow fan, as much as Houston loves Knuckles, but we know you're still fond of Shadow. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think because I know enough about the backstory that I can't really tell you exactly like my thoughts on this matter, but I can give you my thoughts on what you guys said. And I think it's actually really interesting, because I never thought about that Full Metal Alchemist dynamic before, where the concept of that show is, since it's about alchemy, they have like this thing where everything requires an equivalent exchange. So anything that you create has to be made out of an exchange of an equal amount of physical value of some kind. And they were saying that the reason why you can't create a living person or bring a person back to life is because all the things that we're made out of doesn't actually equate to an actual living being. It just equates to our physical being, but not like the soul or anything. And their punishment was parts of their bodies and stuff like that, or their whole body even. And that is interesting. You know, he creates Shadow, but then loses Maria.
And his sanity.
Yeah, that too. And his own life. But I do think it's interesting to hear what you guys are saying, because it sounds to me, from what I've gathered anyways, as far as you know, you're under the impression that Gerald was a nice scientist who had an idea that was too big for him. And then it became a tragic story because of, well, why do you guys think these bad things happened, though, aside from the symbolism?
I mean, I don't think that he was a nice guy, but he had good intentions within his crazy mind. That's why I said that he's like Dr. House.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that he's doing right, but he's not necessarily doing it.
Well, I think with you, when you made that comparison to Dr. House, you know, the thing with House is he was already kind of cuckoo-cuckoo to begin with.
Right.
But he didn't really get crazy until after his big accident that left him crippled pretty much. And that's why he was able, that's why he was on the cane. But to give my backstory, I think all of you are really right. Like, I think he was a good guy to begin with. You know, he was just a mad, smart scientist who wanted to change the world and do things. And of course, his granddaughter was aboard. And I honestly believe that Shadow was created to keep Maria company, you know, because think about it, you know, a much older gentleman with his granddaughter on board, you don't hear anything about Maria's parents or her upbringing or anything like that. You just see this hedgehog and this young girl, they're always together. So Shadow is kind of a pseudo babysitter in a sense, but I think that what happened with him is they caught wind of what he was doing, or at least it's like they feared what he was doing was going to go wrong. And they shut everything down. And as a terrible result, Maria got killed.
Like a secret project, right? That they found out about.
Right. And I think Shadow was that secret project. And then also, if you really want to delve into it a little bit, I think, you know, that lizard, the bio lizard that you talked about, Luis, in Sonic Adventure 2, I think that was part of his research as well. But then he used it as a way, as revenge, but it never got activated until the very end of the game. So he was a good guy gone bad. And actually, I'm going to delve into this, but this goes more into our next segment, which Pedro, you need to introduce here, because I've really got some thoughts on this one.
So do I.
Oh my God. All right.
No, it's like, seriously, you're going to love what I have to say here.
All right. Do you want me to start the second segment, or do you?
Yes, please.
Does somebody else have something to add up, you know, to segment one?
Actually, I'll add just one more thing there on what Paul was saying on, you know, Maria basically being the reason why Shadow came about. I mean, it is also true that, like, Gerald was also looking for a cure, right? Because she had a disease, which I don't recall exactly what it was, but it makes sense what you would want to have. You know, this like ultimate life form that would protect her at all times, that would feel like I need to protect her, because that's why they created me, was to actually make sure that nothing happened to her. And so that might also explain that. And I think that might be the reason why we saw Shadow be invented just in general. So,
yeah, actually, the disease was neuroimmune disease or something like that. Neuroimmune deficiency syndrome, I think it was. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you see, I got it. That's just giving the yes of approval. Nice. So, well, let's start with segment two in this case, which is our thoughts about the situation. In this case, we already know a couple of stuff from Project Shadow. I'm going to give you a little bit more extra information, I'm sorry, and then let's just speculate and start having weird discussions and conversations, the one that I love. So Project Shadow, we had it because Professor Gerald Robotnik was sent to the Ark colony to investigate immortality or to create the best weapon, whatever. And our prototype is the BioLizard, the one that we see in Sonic Adventure 2, which it wasn't perfect enough because it needed some kind of energy. And that's why we see all these hoses and stuff attached to it. And the second intent was Shadow, because we have something that someone gave to Shadow in order to create that immortal form that he has. And that's another game. But we have Shadow, and that was the real intent of Gerald Robotnik, to help his granddaughter Maria with the neuroimmune deficiency syndrome. Yeah. So you have Shadow, the ultimate life form is already created. The GUN, I would say the whole world is not comfortable that we have a professor, a mad professor in space creating what it could be the greatest weapon of all time. Let's assume for a second that they never got to Professor Gerald Robotnik, that he was able to finish as he wanted, and Maria is still alive. What do you think is going to happen now with the Sonic story and the whole thing?
Well, if I may jump in here, if things were to go according to plan, I think that Shadow would not have been introduced as a villain. Shadow would have been like a hero completely, or maybe like still a hero, but like maybe Sonic's main competitor. Like I think that if Shadow was like a protagonist, like could be like a side main protagonist, he and Knuckles would have a little rivalry thing going on because they're both strong-willed, strong-tempered. Shadow, he's very rebellious in a sense of nobody tells me what to do. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I'm already fast, you know. And to me personally, I would say that, you know, Shadow is really Sonic's clone when you really, really think about it. Of course, Shadow is more of a robot, you know, because his feet, they light up, you know, because when he walks, he skates like this. And I believe that he was created to be the space version of Sonic because Shadow could breathe in space. I mean, Sonic can breathe in space too, but what if Gerald Robotnik had a hedgehog in space? But of course, things went wrong. But I'm going to delve into my conspiracy thing a little bit because...
Please go. I was just...
Because we're going to talk about things that we don't know. What if Shadow was created before Sonic? Think about this. When we play Shadow the Hedgehog, Dr. Doom or whatever his name is, Doom, he Black says, Doom. Professor Black Doom, thank you, Axe. Black Doom said, oh, it's a page, you don't know what Professor Gerald done did to you. And it's been 50 years. So Shadow, he's this guy, he was frozen for quite a bit of time, and then he wakes up with no memory of what happened to him. All this time goes by, right? Sonic and Eggman nowadays are fighting. Of course, Gerald Robotnik is Eggman's grandfather. Sonic, what if Shadow, rather, was created, right? And the research is going well and everything goes wrong. And then he trains his son to be like, yo, this hedgehog was not supposed to exist. It is, and I'm instilling this life's mission into you, my grandson, to take out this hedgehog because my creation was supposed to be, you know. So what if Shadow was supposed to be the original Sonic according to the timeline?
I was going to say we knew that Shadow was created before Sonic. I mean, especially because it takes place 50 years ago, but
it is the original Sonic, the original.
Yeah. Well, like what if Shadow was supposed to be Sonic?
I see what you're saying though. Wow. You're saying like, what if like Sonic is actually like in this weird how do you say it, like this weird
descendant
supernatural kind of like power, like Sonic is what Shadow was supposed to be originally, so Shadow was the first and Sonic is like a reincarnation almost kind of thing,
and that's why you see them back and forth in Sonic 2 where it's Shadow, it's Sonic Adventure 2 where it's talking about, oh, you're the fake hedgehog around here, you comparing yourself to me, who you ain't even real. So
that would be a very interesting. So yeah, so but that,
do you see what I mean?
What, yeah, that would be interesting though if Gerald like taught Eggman to hate hedgehogs, but wait, why would yeah, there's a little plot hole there though, Paul, because Gerald is still using Shadow to enact his plans of revenge. So remember, I don't see, why would he create an enemy for Shadow?
But remember though, after the gun situation happened, the research was shut down.
Yeah.
And Shadow was locked away.
Right.
The Ark is still in business. It just hasn't been activated in some time because it was abandoned in a sense. So Gunn takes over the Ark, right? They capture Eggman, or Robotnik, rather. They capture Robotnik, kill Maria, capture Shadow, take him back to Earth.
Professor Robotnik, to be clear. Yeah.
And lock him away. It's tongue-tying, I know. Try saying it three times fast, okay? So, but it all makes sense when you really, really think about it. Do you follow where I'm trying to get at?
No, because Shadow's on Eggman. Shadow and Gerald are on the same side, so I don't see why he would make Eggman hate hedgehogs or hate Sonic.
Because Shadow was supposed to be the first. Shadow was supposed to be the great ultimate life form.
I don't know. Shalice, how about you?
Think about it real quick, X. Sonic and Shadow are they're complete opposites, right? And they're working together, right? Eggman hates Sonic. Sonic is supposed to be the rival, okay? Shadow and I'm getting tongue tied again, man. You done messed me up.
In hindsight, I realized that the argument wasn't so much that Gerald wanted Sonic gone because he thought his creation of Shadow was a mistake, but more so that he wanted Sonic gone because it is a fake replica of his own glorious project.
All right. We'll have to discuss this a little further later. Please save us, please.
Well, they can give their thoughts on it too, not just me, because I already know everything that happened, so maybe that's why.
I'm
tongue-tied right now.
I'm pretty sure where Ats is going, but let's go with Shalice.
Well, me, when I played Sonic Adventure 2 and I played Shadow the Hedgehog, I sat there and I pieced everything together in a different way. So I'm kind of like lost at what Paul is saying, that Shadow will be the original Sonic. I'm like, I don't know. I don't see it.
Symbolically speaking. Symbolically speaking, I think. Like, he's the original Sonic to the Robotnik family. I think that's what he's saying.
Kind of lost me there, because I pieced together completely different.
How did you do it? Tell us.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and give my speculation on how everything went down with them. You know how, because I remember a mission in Shadow the Hedgehog where whichever side you chose, where you had to choose a side that you had to save the colonies on the Ark, and you had to get in these little energy orbs to make them get back up and stuff like that. So that lets me know right there that this base, the Ark, could not have been too secret if there were other people on it. It couldn't have been too secret. So this is what I pieced together. Gerald Robotnik came with an idea for Ultimate Life Form. He went and got governmental assistance to help him make this ultimate life form. It could be utilized for the Earth and stuff like that. It could be good for us. So they gave him a space colony Ark with a team of scientists that go back him up and everything like that. And everything was going smooth. Everything was going fine. But then they just started thinking, I guess the government, you know how the military is. Anybody's military. They fear power. And if they fear power, they're going to obviously say, oh, what he's doing is wrong. We need to go stop him. And then they just pull the funding for the project. And it was like, he's like, why would they do this? And that's when he clicks. He's like, y'all going to pull my funding for my project, even though y'all know I had a good intention with this project? Okay. He flips the script. And then he comes in contact with Black Doom on the comic. He's like, hey, the government don't cut my funding for my project. I'm still trying to work on this thing. Can you give me a little hand here?
I'm sorry. I imagine Gerald like, yo, the government from the United States cut my funding. And Black Doom is like, what is the government? He's an alien. He doesn't understand what a government or funding is.
He's like, I know. This is what's going on in my head.
Because remember though, Black Doom is a separate entity from a whole nother ecosystem.
Yeah, but Black Doom,
all he knows is taking over places.
He also I imagine it would. Well, yeah, you're right too, because he's just kind of like, what do you mean government? Where I'm from, it's me, all me. he's like,
I was here 2,000 years ago. I don't remember no government.
Wow.
That was good.
How the hell did Black Doom infiltrate our podcast?
Wow, first segment, now Black Doom. Wow.
Oh, wait, this kind of messes with things a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think we...
I mean, he comes every 50 years, and we're on the 30th anniversary, so he might need like a quip. Hey!
Quick sidetrack. Does anyone else notice that there's a lot of things that pass around Sonic's world in the games, apparently? You got the little planet, you got the black comet, you got the lost hex. I mean, there's just really, if you drew a picture of it, it's just like surrounded by other little planetoids.
Yeah.
Angel.
But then you gotta think about it like this, it's Eggman's fault that stuff happens, because he be tracking this stuff down. Like with the wisps, he tracked all the planet of the wisps to the tractor beams.
Yeah.
So Eggman, you know, probably be pulling that stuff in.
I got lost for a second because I thought you segued back into the shadow thing. And then I was like, wait, oh, I'm like, oh. Well, we're still talking about Robotniks and aliens, so.
Okay. Well, this could get what I said about government funding. He needed the power. He needed the power to finish his ultimate life form. He wasn't getting it from Earth, so he got it from Black Doom. And it's like.
Yeah.
Because you know, the military, or the military chief, the guy with two eyes. He was a little kid on the Ark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
He saw everything that went down. Maybe he was the snitch. Went back to the Earth or something. Or he made a phone call or something. Say, hey, Dr. Gerald Botney is in with some deep stuff with some aliens. Y'all need to come and stop him. And
question. Hey, this old man is going crazy up in here. It's funny because it's out of character. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, what if Eggman was trying to conquer the Wisps so he can, like, replicate what Gerald did with Shadow? Like, I'm going to create a new ultimate life form with Hyper Go-On power. They see the potential of the Sonic series. It sounds wacky, but they could have made a new character right there. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But yeah, this is how I speculated together. He snitched. The government came in. They tried to shut everything down. Killing most of the scientists and everything, killing Maria, but Shadow got away thanks to Maria, and he snapped the remote when he found out that they killed Maria. And I don't know what he did. He might program the Ark or something like that. When they had him in front of the firing squads, he might have programmed the Ark to his voice or something and released the other Project Shadow to kill the military people that infiltrated the Ark. And then there you go.
I as far as I remember, yeah, Gerald, he brainwashed Shadow again after they kill Maria to, you know, plot revenge against humanity and all that. And he probably programmed the Ark to, like, yo, destroy humankind or something like that, according to how you're telling us things, right?
This is what really, I had speculated when I pieced two gangs together.
All right. Luis.
How about you, Luis?
You're very quiet today.
Yeah. So I like Shalice's idea on it being that way, because I could see the GUN just, you know, not letting that happen and go with that. Well, mine is actually another one you guys might have a good laugh with. So a couple episodes back, we mentioned that, you know, we don't quite know the history of the Hedgehog tribe, right? If we want to call it that way, right? Like, where did Sonic come from? Who, he has to have some, like, ancestry and all that. Well, I find it kind of interesting and funny at the same time how Gerald chose a hedgehog to create the ultimate life form, right? Like, there's all these animals and he chooses a hedgehog. So my idea is that Shadow might be a part of Sonic's ancestry, since, again, we're going back to 50 years ago. And in that ancestry, maybe all of them, maybe just some of them, they may have had that special ability that Sonic has and being able to run fast and whatnot. Gerald was probably out on a trip, you know, on a safari or something, and he ends up finding Shadow, But of course, Shadow's not the ultimate life form back then. As, you know, he's trying to devise, like, what should this life form look like? And so my idea is that he probably captured either the Shadow that we now know, or
a baby Shadow.
Or a baby Shadow of some sort. And he just, you know, he did his thing. He did his experiments, all that, you know, gave him all these powers and all that. And that is how we got to know this, you know, like, ultimate life form that also happens to be a hedgehog like Sonic. Because other than that, I just don't understand how, like, he would have chosen a hedgehog 50 years ago. And then now we have Sonic, who has, you know, this unique ability as well. So I feel like Axe said it, you know, earlier too, like, there's so much potential for the Sonic world to explore so many different unanswered questions. You know, how was it that he knew that a hedgehog was the best choice for this form that he was trying to create? It seems really weird how you would know that that would be the thing you would go with, especially since Sonic isn't even a thing yet, right? If Sonic was a thing, then we would have probably understood that everyone wants to create a hedgehog because that's the thing out there. Pedro's showing us some baby Shadow pictures, and yeah.
It kind of falls in line a little bit with what I was saying earlier, is the fact that what if Shadow was supposed to be the original Sonic?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as to say, like, ancestry. I mean, it's like you could be right, but I wouldn't say ancestry personally. I just think that they're two opposites. And when you said that, I thought about Crash Bandicoot, because Cortex, he captured all those animals, did all kinds of crazy stuff with them, and Crash escapes. You know what I'm saying? After he enhanced them, Crash escapes. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that kind of thing could happen, where it's like he captured two hedgehogs, right? Tries to do something with Sonic, but then Sonic gets away and lives a clean life, whereas Shadow, he's enhanced to the perfect life form. And but then the military gets wind of it, and they're like, whoa, we're afraid of this, so we're gonna shut this thing down.
Yeah,
the first thing I thought was that's more on the long lines. I don't know why, but to me, it kind of feels like you guys, or especially Luis, really wants Gerald to just be inherently evil, because I'm like, oh, he has good intentions. No,
I don't think he
kidnapped a hedgehog from his tribe and did experiments on him, but he had good intentions.
But that doesn't mean you're right. But I wouldn't call him necessarily evil, because, like, at the end of the day, you know, it's like he did his thing. He was like, all right, I bet he would have been like, okay, you know, maybe I wasn't supposed to do it. He would have did his time, but then they killed his granddaughter, and that's what sent him over the edge. You know what I'm saying? Good people do bad things, right? Mm-hmm. But then those good people got to own up to it. But before he had a chance to own up to it, they shut him down and killed his granddaughter in the process.
I believe
he's
more of a sociopath or a psychopath, that he doesn't really know what's good and what's bad.
Yes, I do. No,
because he has good intentions, but if somebody has to die, like, as long as it's not my family, I mean, everybody could die and I don't give a damn. That's what Gerald is thinking, you know? So he has good intention, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's good.
I thought about something else that I forgot that they were doing on art. You guys familiar with the artificial chaos creatures they were making too?
Oh yeah, I do. Mm. I do. Of course, you were asking.
I forgot to tie those in. I forgot what those what kind of significance that they could have had to the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plus, X, what I was addressing that part you said earlier. Like, I think, you know, let's look at you know, real life scientists, right? Like, they do experiments on animals, and, you know, you could question all you want the, like, ethics and that and whatnot, but, you know, we all know that they do experiments on, like, lab rats, right? Just to, like, test out drugs to make sure that, like, they won't have bad effects, you know, when actually, like, humans actually take them. And so it's not that they're bad people, they're good people, they're just doing something.
They're trying to clean your name.
Yeah.
he's not doing a very good job, because some of those people are doing some pretty messed up stuff to these animals, and there have been protests against it. Similarly, people also mistreat animals in the food market as well. People are not cool with that either. So it's like, I don't know. I don't necessarily say that that still makes you an okay person. It depends on what they're doing, why they're doing, how desperate it is, and whether or not the animal can talk and act as a civilian in society.
Well, Shadow can talk. So I
mean, yeah, and he's just kind of like, he can order food from the lunch lady, and you can't just grab him and start experimenting on him. He can tell you, hey, please stop, and then you just be like, he's squeak, squeak, Shadow. No one can understand you. That is not...
That's what I'm saying. He's a sociopath.
I don't want to say it.
Or a psychopath.
But why some of these things compare to things in our history that's just a little bit too dark for this show.
don't say it. I was thinking about the same. I'm pretty sure. Don't say it.
Yeah, let's keep it to just Shadow right now.
Pedro, did you ever give your speculation yet?
Yes.
No, I don't think
I
did.
Yeah.
Well, what about Gustavo or Alejandro?
Oh, Gustavo. Oh, we need to hear Gustavo's. Oh, Gustavo's going to be good. You come on, Gustavo. I think he's there, Pedro, right there, right next to you. Get him on the microphone.
He can see your different personalities side by side, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, Gustavo, let me try to find him. I like to believe, and this is Gustavo talking, I like to believe that Shadow is actually just an emo kid that got transformed into a hedgehog. And somehow he thinks that the world doesn't love him, and he just say that, oh no, it's Gerald that is making me do this. But no, he just really think that everybody hates him. And that's why we see Shadow the Hedgehog the game. Yeah.
Don't worry, guys, this is filler.
Yeah, it is. But I do want to say, I'm pretty sure that Shadow likes My Chemical Romance.
Apparently so does Sonic, though.
I think. Depending on the game.
Sonic Generations.
Okay.
Yeah, in the trailer for Sonic Generations, they were playing My Chemical Romance while he was boarding down the city escape. Yeah, I'll put this in speculation because this is not actually canon. My speculation it includes acknowledgement of the chaos, artificial chaos that Shalice brought up. Basically, I noticed that all of the research on the Ark related to Gerald also related to the echidnas. And so you have the artificial chaos, you have chaos drives, which are inspired by the emeralds.
Right.
You have, even in the canon's core, you have the shrine of the Master Emerald. You have Emeril, or his real name was Gazoid. That was actually something that Gerald had first. I don't know if you guys know much about Sonic Battle, but Gerald actually had Emeril first before Eggman discovered him.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that actually what he gave to the government in order to get a little bit more funding when they were worried about Project Shadow.
I will correct you later.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so, but he did kind of study Gazoid, but Gazoid, turns out to be, I think I mentioned it before, but he turns out to be from the Nocturnus tribe, as revealed in Sonic Chronicles, whenever they revealed other Gazoid robots similar to Emeril. And so, yeah, all of his research has to do with the echidnas, apparently. So then I did speculate why Shadow is a hedgehog, because the first project was a lizard. Based off of that, I speculate that Gerald may have seen the mural from Hidden Palace Zone on Angel Island. In Hidden Palace Zone, everybody?
Yep.
Yeah.
So what is on that mural?
It's been a while. Three
Knuckles.
It was blue. I know that. It was like a really...
Luis is looking for it, like, oh my god, let's go.
I am actually looking for it now.
I forgot what it was.
It looks almost like a hedgehog, like blasting onto like a someone. I don't know who it is. Yeah, there we go. There,
look, you see it?
Yeah.
It's released. So here is the mural that is in Hidden Palace Zone on Angel Island. And I think that if all of Gerald's research has been tied to the echidna so far, that it is possible that he has seen this mural. And it's very likely that if he's seen this mural, and, you know, this is 50 years ago, before Eggman and Sonic are even really a thing fighting over these emeralds, this could be interpreted in many different ways. This is also probably a time when more than one echidna existed as well, so maybe he was able to study on the island more peacefully. I think that maybe he thought this was himself, and then that this was like some kind of sign, a prophecy or something. And maybe he designed Shadow off of Supersonic from this mural. And this explains why Shadow's hair is the same style as Supersonic's. This explains why Shadow has abilities connected to the Emerald. This explains why they give him hover shoes and the ability to hover and fly. That he's modeled after Supersonic. And of course his color is modeled after Black Doom because he has Black Doom's DNA.
Right.
Of course, this is not confirmed. It's not confirmed, and I've actually heard a few other people have the same theories as well, which I was surprised about because I hadn't heard no one say it before until recently. But yeah, so what were you going to say, Luis?
So I have a question. How would they know about Supersonic then, since Supersonic technically doesn't really exist yet? Or at that point, right, when Gerald's around?
The mural.
But how would the mural already... So you're saying like they predicted then, or there was a prophecy that Supersonic would be a thing, or
well, now you're talking about Sonic 3 and Knuckles speculations, because because the fact of the matter is this mural was here already in this game, which means that even in Sonic 3 and Knuckles they prophesized the battle between Eggman and Supersonic. And so, like, if you want to know, like, how do they already know about it, how they get the prophecy, I can't tell you that because they've never said it. For all I know, the Master Emerald gave one of the Guardian Echidnas a vision, and then they created the mural based off of that vision. Like, maybe it literally is a prophecy.
Or maybe it's from the past, have always been like that.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And you know, it's like we've said before, if we know more about Sonic's past and the Hedgehog tribe or just the ancestry of the Hedgehogs, I think it'll help us answer a lot of questions. And I think it is really one of those things that we really want Sega to cover, is to tell us a little bit more about how Sonic came about and did he have ancestry? I'm sure he did. And it's just a matter of them explaining more about how that all came about, and if he had ancestry, what powers did they have? Were they also fast? All that stuff. And maybe that would also come to explain this, because if we know more of that, then maybe this was no prophecy. This was actually talking about a battle that occurred 100, 200 years ago, where there were more hedgehogs back then.
Like it was a fated event that happens throughout multiple generations, maybe even.
Yeah.
So, Paul, what do you think? Because given your theory and speculation, that even though I wasn't really rocking with it, how does this make you feel in conjunction with that?
That actually makes a lot of sense. And it actually blends a little bit more into what I said. What if Shadow was supposed to be the original? And to kind of piggyback off of this, you know, looking at this mural and now you bring this up and everything like that, like, I think the echidnas mastered like chaos and what chaos control is like meant to be and everything like that. And that's why they were the guardians of the Master Emerald to begin with. I believe that they were the first to discover the fact that you could tap into the energy of the Chaos Emeralds to create said super form. And that's why I think, man, now I think my theory is starting to make less sense, but it kind of makes a little bit of sense if you really tie it all together. You know, like for example, I'm thinking about, oh, Shadow being the first, but then I'm looking at this mural here, I see Supersonic. I'm like, oh, how did Sonic discover that? You know what I'm saying? Or how did he discover the ability? But we see that happen in Sonic 3 and Knuckles. But then, but Shadow was an afterthought, or maybe a pre-thought. But that was really interesting. Now that you bring that up, Axe, like, it kind of ties together, but you can't really put it together if you follow me, because there's so many different elements to potential stories about.
It's so vague that you don't, and because we have nothing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is vague.
We need more backstory, official backstory, to see which theory wins.
Yeah, and this year is a perfect year for that backstory too. So I'm just saying, Sega, we don't know what the new game will be. Yeah, if we do get one. Hopefully we do, but yeah, this would be a perfect year to explore more of the Hedgehog backstory, because I'm pretty sure Sonic was not the first Hedgehog. I gotta say that. I know there were more before him, but we just need to find out what happened to all of them.
And I want to mention real quick, because I don't think all of them were fast. I think each has a special ability. I mean, Sonic was fast. Sonic is fast. I don't necessarily think that Shadow is fast, because he has his silver shoes. He's powerful.
Well, I disagree with you on that part, but...
Hold on. Let me finish this.
No, I mean, disagree. I mean specifically about Shadow. The rest of it is fine.
Oh, okay, good. So, Silver, he has his telekinetic powers, and Amy is kind of useless, but I want to give her a strength, because, I mean, she has the hammer, and also I'm going to say that she's stronger than the average. But, yeah.
Amy has magic.
Right. You see,
yeah, so I mentioned that in the past too.
So yeah, I mean, it could be good to get more backstory.
But yeah, you're right for sure that they're not all as fast as Sonic. I think Sonic is unique. Yep. And one of the reasons
in this time I'm going to bring to the end of the segment two.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. That we finished segment two.
I know what I was gonna say.
Okay, go ahead.
Amy specifically said she's not as fast as Sonic.
Yeah, as fast.
Yeah, so they're not all fast.
Right.
I mean, they're all fast, but they're not like fast like Sonic.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what we were talking about.
No, I'm saying that she's pretty useless. But
I'm trying to help you out here.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're on that topic of hedgehogs and different powers and whatnot. I mean,
so then, because we touched upon some speculation on like Shadow, but what about the Eclipse Cannon? Hmm. Like, when do you think the raid on the Art Cap in is?
I think the Russians were the first to send a rocket out into space. Being that Robotnik, Eggman kind of has a Russian look and a Russian kind of accent. The raid was American born because the Russians were getting ahead and created the Eclipse Cannon and everything like that. But we got to move on.
Okay. Everybody's silent. It's like, whoa.
Well, that's what he did have a point, though.
This is your running on the chat.
I think the cannon was the original idea. Because as far as I remember, Project Shadow was funded because of the government. And it was under the impression that we're going to reach a formula for immortality or the whole ultimate human being or stuff. But it was because of the government and they wanted to create weapons. So
interesting. You left that out in segment one, Pedro.
Okay. And they create the whole thing. And then Gerald Robotnik decides to sidetrack the cannon and create Shadow or the Biolisk or whatever, because he wants to save Maria. And he doesn't care to kill anybody in the process.
Not sure if you had anything else before we move on to...
I just think that we're going to the segment number three.
Yeah.
We're going to get the full story from Ed. So everybody get comfortable because here comes Ed with the facts.
All right, now on to segment three here, guys, because we've heard some of your wild theories, Paul, and now we're going to talk about what actually happened and see how right some of you actually were and how wrong some of you actually were, and if your speculations fit some of the things that that I'm going to say here. So, to start, 50 years ago, not many people know that the Ark was one of the first fully functional space colonies created by mankind. And on the Ark was a top secret research facility. On that research facility, you know, we have Professor Gerald Robotnik. He wants to have his research benefit mankind. So they know about the emeralds, they know about all of that stuff. However, his granddaughter Maria also lives aboard the Ark, because of her disease that she had, known as NIDS, the neuroimmune deficiency syndrome. So it's an incurable disease. Now, soon he would start researching how to unlock immortality. Well, the truth is, the military and the government are the ones who actually approached him about doing this project. They're the ones who wanted to unlock the mysteries of life and basically create super soldiers. And he didn't think that was a good idea. And because of Maria and her illness, this is the reason why he changed his mind and decided to work on this project, thinking that if he could unlock these elements of immortality, that maybe he could find a cure for her disease and save her life. So he started work on this project, and on January 27th at 12:30 a.m., they initiated the experiment, the prototype of the ultimate life form, based on the image of a lizard, because this particular species was capable of regenerating limbs after they had been severed. Unfortunately, however, as successful as the life form was at first, and its ability to use chaos control was going well, what happened was the lizard was actually growing too fast, and its organs were not stable, and they had to create a life support system. It was able to produce the abilities they wanted, like the asexual reproduction. We don't know if those eggs were functional or not, but it wasn't growing proper limbs on its hind legs to walk properly. And eventually they had to contain it because it was growing too fast, and it, stuff like that wasn't really working out. Now, the military came to check in on the project, and it wasn't ready. But Gerald got his hands on Gazoid, aka Emeril, to most of the Sonic fans. And this was something that he found from the Nocturnus tribe. And he tried to use Gazoid to hold off the military by saying this was Project Shadow. And it didn't work because Gazoid went nuts. Professor Gerald is desperate now. He makes contact with aliens. He meets Black Doom, who is obviously evil. I mean, it's in his name. We can assume that Shadow's colors come from Black Doom because he gets his DNA from Black Doom. As we know, Black Doom has the ability to asexually reproduce as well. As we saw at the end of Shadow the Hedgehog, those little aliens are his offspring.
My dear offspring.
He has been around for thousands of years, presumably immortal, has the ability to teleport, psychic abilities. So he has all the abilities that they were looking for with the Biolizard. This created Shadow the Hedgehog, named after Project Shadow, which was the shadow of a life form. And Shadow was successful, you know, it works. Unfortunately, it's too late though, because now that he's made contact with Black Doom, he made a deal that eventually Shadow would collect the Chaos Emeralds for Black Doom. And that's not good. So Gerald had to create the Eclipse Cannon. Now, the military, who is distrusting of Gerald, sees, and now there are being weapons of mass destruction created aboard the Ark. And Gerald knows that they are coming to raid the Ark to shut down the research facility. In an attempt to stop that, he records a message for Shadow to use the Eclipse Cannon someday against Black Doom, knowing that he won't be able to deliver the message himself, and that he has faith Shadow will still be there when Black Doom returns. He tries to leave and go in hiding when the military raids the Ark. He thinks, like, okay, maybe, like, they can't find Gerald, they can't find the experiment, everything will be fine. But as we know, that's not what happens. What ends up happening is a massacre. Maria and Shadow are there alone. Shadow doesn't have his creator there to tell him, like, what his purpose is. He's confused. He doesn't know why he exists. He doesn't know, like, what is so special about Earth. But Maria knows. She loves Earth, and she befriends Shadow. But the military arrive, and Maria knows that Shadow must be important, and she tries to save him. She thinks he's worth saving. She knows that she doesn't have long to live, so she sacrifices herself to save him, putting herself in danger and tricking him and encapsulating him in a capsule in one of the rooms that's meant to be sent to Earth. She requests him to fulfill her wish to help make people happy and give them a chance to live for their dreams. But unfortunately, a gun soldier enters the room before Shadow is sent off, tries to get her to stop. She pulls the lever, and he attempts to stop her and shoots her.
Maria!
But it's too late because the capsule has already been unlocked, and Shadow is forced to witness Maria's execution right before being sent to Earth. Now Gerald is waiting, hoping that everything is fine, writing about his anxiety in his diary. But unfortunately, he finds out that there is a cover-up, that they say there was an accident on the Ark. And there's a list of names of people who died, where he finds Maria's name on there. And this sends him going crazy. He went insane. He doesn't have anything left to live for. And now he is plotting to get revenge on the world by sabotaging the Eclipse Cannon. He eventually turns himself in, I believe. That's the only way that they would find him, unless they just catch him, but I doubt it. And they actually keep him on Prison Island to continue his research on Project Shadow, like idiots. And he had already finalized his plans. He's doing the calculations on the wall, and when they catch wind of what he's actually doing, they decide that it's time to execute him. And in the execution, his final words reveal what's going to happen. Once he has nothing left to say, they execute him at gunpoint. So then, now we're left with this mystery. Shadow has been captured and contained. They think it's fine. This is hidden from the entire public, and nobody knows about Shadow. Even some of the survivors from the Ark didn't know about Shadow, really. As we know, Commander Tower, he was aboard the Ark as a child. He was friends with Maria. He thinks that Gunn are the heroes and that Shadow is the villain, and eventually becomes the commander of Gunn himself. And that's what happened, basically. That's the whole story about everything that happened 50 years ago.
Wow. That's quite a story indeed. When you break it down all like that, it makes complete sense how everything happens. Definitely puts Sonic Adventure 2 in perspective.
Yeah, but props to you, extra, like, knowing that whole story, like, in detail, as if, you know, like, you lived through it, right? So that was really cool. And you know, I think it's something really interesting, and it's really cool how, like, they actually put some of those moments in Sonic Adventure 2, right? You know, as you were talking about the moment when Maria encapsulates Shadow and then just, you know, sends him off to Earth. I remember that part of it, right? Where Shadow starts to remember parts of that going on. And, you know, unfortunately, I didn't really get to play Shadow the Hedgehog as much. So some other events I'm sure may have occurred in Shadow the Hedgehog. But, you know, I think it's really great how they tied in that part of the story in Adventure 2. So that way we would be able to at least get a little bit of an understanding. But now that you mentioned everything, now it all makes sense now.
Yeah. So it puts Sonic, it gives you perspective into Sonic Adventure 2, but Shadow the Hedgehog itself really puts it all together, tied up in a knot. When you play Shadow the Hedgehog and you play all the different stories and you get to the final story, that's where pretty much Dr. Doom tells Shadow that he made the deal with him because he was supposed to do something for him. And then things went crazy. Things happened. And, you know, obviously, you know, but then Dr. Doom, Black Doom. Why do I keep thinking Dr. Doom? I'm thinking about Avengers or something like that. I don't know what's going on with me, but he tries to take the Eclipse cannon. Well, actually, not even the cannon. He tries to take the entire Earth, the black meteor that was coming, and tried to destroy the Earth that way. And then, of course, Shadow now realizing what his purpose is and what he was meant to do, saves the day. Now, I'm not gonna lie, playing Shadow the Hedgehog, it was complex because there are so many different levels and entity story possibilities that you're like, okay, is he good? Is he bad? You know what I'm saying? You have to play every scenario for you to really learn what the story actually is. But Shalice, what was your take on it?
Well, I just got to say that for me, I was way off. The whole thing I speculated in my mind, I was like, okay, I was off, but really off. Because I just trying to piece Shadow together with Sonny Witch 2, but I'm like, okay. And then I hear the full story, I'm like, I'm sitting over here in my head like, well, I'm like, wow. I didn't even know Maria had no ailments. I just thought she was just there to be there, just to support her grandpa. Well, this just gave me, that's how I'm sitting here, I'm like, just thinking, I'm like, wow, how out of face I was. I'm just blown away, and I'm just sitting here thinking about everything right now. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
Does everything make sense the way Axe broke it down, Shalice?
Yeah, it makes sense now.
Now you can actually go back and play some of the games again and think like, wow, I know other things that that they're not showing us too. And actually, that being said too, I bet it's a little strange for you guys too, because Luis, you said you only really know the story from Sonic Adventure 2. Paul, Shalice, you guys also know from Shadow the Hedgehog. Pedro, I believe you know probably the most about Shadow besides me out of everyone here, but I don't know how much of that full story you actually knew. You did. I mean, you knew about the disease. So I don't know what all media you got that from, either Sonic X or like other games. So what are your thoughts on it?
Well, yeah, I basically knew the whole thing. But as Luis said, the way that you told it, that you basically were there. It's amazing the kind of detail that you know about it. But yeah, I pretty much knew the whole thing. It's great. That's why it's one of my favorite characters. Do you hear that?
Yes. And I just want to point out too, because I know Luis kind of gave like a look whenever I gave like specific detail at some point. I told you exactly when they started Project Shadow, and Luis is like, what? Like, is he just like, well, where's he getting this from? Is he joking or is he? No, I want to just clarify that was actually not a joke. That was actually canonical information I just said. There's actually a paper that Rouge holds up in Sonic Adventure 2 that, if you read it, specifically says 12:30 a.m. on January 27th, we initiated the experiment to start Shadow's first prototype. And it has like a whole bunch of stuff on there. It has the notes. It tells you like the things, the progress, and it shows an image of the bio lizard. And this is during the dark story before the final story. So yeah. In case that went over your head, they actually foreshadow the bio lizard.
And if I remember correctly, I read somewhere, if I tell you where it was, I do not remember, but that the bio lizard was having trouble to exist at the beginning, and that's how they got with the chaos drives to keep it sustainable in order for that experiment to be successful. And that's why he was all like, you know, only his head and tail.
The other thing too is that I left out one final thing, which was that Gerald altered the memories of Shadow.
And he brainwashed it in Prison Island, right?
But the reason why I didn't mention it is because I'm not exactly sure how much influence he had over Shadow the Hedgehog and how much influence he had over Shadow the Lizard, because they're both Project Shadow, and they're not very clear on it. And so it's kind of hard to tell what's what, you know, and I think they left it vague on purpose. But a lot of people interpret it as both or as Shadow the Hedgehog.
I would say, depending on the story that you take, you could actually decide whether it was really a brainwash or just a small influence.
Yeah. And the other thing is that if you'll notice that there's a lot of information that you don't get in some of the games that you played, and that is because a lot of this information is spread out throughout multiple games. It's spread out between Sonic Adventure 2, Shadow the Hedgehog, Sonic Battle, Sonic Chronicles, a lot of different games. But that's really all that we have to say on that matter, I guess. And now you know the full story, the best that I can tell it to you anyways.
Were you there?
That's classified.
Oh. No, you did a good job again telling us the whole story. And I'm sure everyone listening learned something new today, because that was really well detailed. And now we all have a greater understanding of Shadow the Hedgehog. So, yeah, thanks again.
Yeah. And I guess we could say that part of this third segment was our final ring. You know, it recaps everything that we talked about. And yeah, we're pretty much good to go. So thanks everybody for listening.
Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms at The Hedgehog Zone on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tune into our live show, which typically happens over the weekends. So we invite you to check that out again, as well as joining our Facebook group, Sonic the Hedgehog Zone fans. Send in your request to join and talk about all things Sonic the Hedgehog on our Facebook group. Thank you, everyone.
Our Discord server.
Discord server too, yes. Also check that out as well. Links are on social media and on this episode's notes as well. So thank you, everyone. Have a great day or night whenever you're listening. And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Nos vemos.